Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Braden?
It is, yeah.
Hey, Braden. My name's John. I'm the director that handles pricing here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Okay. Tara's just told me that's a bad question to ask, but I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line just to override some discounts towards the pricing structure. She thinks that if I can get the pricing down, maybe we could work together. You have a great reputation online, so I mean, that's ideally what we're looking for. So I'm willing to work with you on the pricing in order to, you know, have the community be accessible to your quality of work and services. But did you have any questions for me in regards to the placement or how any of it works?
The monthly thing, basically?
Yeah, it's month to month. Everybody that's on the first page of Google is coming back at their own will. So they're not binded to a contract.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tara told me that you're using Home Advisor too right now, and I know Home Advisor actually uses Google Ads in order to get a lot of the leads that they sell. So it's like you're basically buying Google leads, but you're buying them at a premium because, you know, if they get them for $10, they'll sell it to you for $20 and a couple other guys. Obviously, only one of you is going to get the job, but, you know, they're charging that lead fee whether you get it or not. So, you know, if we list you independently, you don't have that problem. You know, the customers have the ability to just call you as a live call there off the first page as a top option. And if you look at the guys that are up there now, like PHI Dex or DuPont Dex, you know, I'm sure if we list you in there and level the playing field and give you access to that same exposure and volume, you know, you could cherry pick through that, and I'm sure you'd do a lot better with it than doing the paper lead system with Home Advisor.
Sure.
Yeah. Have you heard of those companies before?
I haven't. I haven't been looking.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, if you need a deck built, you're just going to take to it on your own, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the listings are exclusive. You know, the last time we even had a spot available there, was 14 months ago. So it's been about a year and 2 months, since we've had the last opening. And, you know, the only reason we have the listing now is this guy relocated out of another area. Otherwise, I'm sure we'd still be working with him. But what my customers have found is just you have a lot better success with, people calling you directly. You know, you're getting a live call and not getting charged those lead fees for every single call. It gives you the luxury of just kind of cherry picking what you do and don't want to take rather than, you know, taking with what's pushed your way and trying to make the most of it. So,
sure.
As far as cost, so this is what Tara asked me to do. Normally the pricing structure, for the deck building and the carpentry category, it's usually $499 per month, and that's with the website included and all the additional products and features like the Bing listing, the Amazon Alexa voice search, the mobile platforms, you're on the iPhones, Androids, and tablets, and the tracking system. What I was thinking we can do, if you wanted to come on board with us today, is I can reduce that cost down to just $199. So it's significant markdown on the pricing structure. Now, we're not cutting any corners on your service. You'll still get the full service. But the benefit here is that, one, if we minimize your investment, it hires our chances of bringing you on board. But two, once you're on board, I'm pretty confident that if you could pair it to Home Advisor, you'll like this as the long-term solution, and then we'll be able to work with you, obviously, over time rather than just trying it out for a month or so, right? So,
sure.
That would be an indefinite discount. You know, as long as you're with us, you get that rate. I know based off the guys that were up there previously and the guys that are up there now, I mean, the first job we bring each month should lock in or take care of the first page placement for the next, you know, 6 months or so, if not longer, depending on the size of the job, how you do on it. But if I could approve that pricing structure at $199, and lock it in, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot so that way we can show you how well it works?
You know, I understand that after you're off the phone to me, you're probably going to go to the next person, but I probably won't do it unless I get a chance to get at home to think on it and talk about it with maybe my partner. She probably told you. I'm at work and I'm just not really feeling well. So I'm just not prepared to make I'm not really prepared to make any commitments. It's not a good day for it. But I would say if you want, if you end up not feeling a position, that someone could call me tomorrow or Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't work over the weekend, but yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, basically once I hang up with you, they're going to transfer me to the next guy until we fill the spot. Let me ask you this. I mean, I know you said you're not really feeling well and you're not really in the mood to make any kind of commitment. You know, the program, you know, normally when you look at that pricing page I sent you, it usually asks for a 2-month commitment minimum. You know, if we're putting you on a month-to-month here and getting you in at less than half the rate, I mean, you're not marrying us by any means, but we just want to, you know, have you compare it to what you're already using in that reseller. Is that something that you could see a value in giving a shot? I mean, I know you're saying you're not in the mood. I'm not trying to disregard what you're saying, but I have a feeling that in the long run, you'll really be happy if you kind of if you get your foot in the door and put yourself on Google. I mean, everybody uses Google.
All right.
Yeah, and it's not like Home Advisor is doing anything other than this. You know, they're basically just putting themselves up there. You can actually see them on the first page just underneath DuPont Dex. You know, they got a list of like 10 of you on there. That's how we found you there. You know, so we move you up the list with your own name rather than you being on our site and us putting ourselves on Google. I mean, it's not much different than what you're already doing, except for the customers can call you direct and you're not getting charged per lead.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I get in touch with you guys and say I do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'll be your account lead. So I'll be walking you through it, you know, until you're comfortable. And then I could take the training wheels off, and, you know. But it's basically just about being responsive as the customers come in and try to generate good reviews. I mean, everything that I found on you is 5 stars. So, I mean, it's basically just keep doing what you're doing, you know. But if you want to make changes to your website or you want to make a change to the services that you're being listed for or providing, on that first page, it's as simple as a phone call. You know, you can contact me directly at the number that I texted you, or you can call in. We have a 24/7 customer service department available to you.
Okay. Gotcha.
But we walk you through it. I mean, we have to make sure it's working for you, Braden. I mean, we're not going to get paid unless you get paid. So if it's not working for you, it's not going to work for us. You're just going to end up canceling, especially on a month-to-month service like that. But I'm telling you, you're going to love it. If you could do anything with Home Advisor, then you'll do great with this. And from the looks of it, you know, there's 26 five-star reviews on your Home Advisor. So if anybody's battle-tested for something like this, it's you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that would entail paying for it today. Yeah.
If you wanted to secure it, yes, because there are tools that we're going to get for you. It's not like it's paid towards us. We actually won't make money off of this because of the discounts. Obviously, over long term, yes. You know, if you end up being with us for 6 months or a year, which is what I'm predicting will probably be the case once you compare it. But we do have to build a .com for you. You know, even the website alone is usually going to run you about $200. You know, so we're building that, developing your portfolio and everything. So, and then we also have to send out your Google PIN verification letter, which is just a postcard Google sends to your street address there just to verify your location in St. Paul. So there is, you know, the money's going towards the actual products needed in order to get it up and running and show you what we can do for you.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd give it a shot. That's fine.
Yeah. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. It's a great decision. You're going to be really happy you did this. Okay, so on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for the customers to contact you, Braden. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, that's my only number.
Okay, so 651-769-5353?
Yep.
Okay, and you spell Braden with a Y? B-R-A-Y-D-E-N?
Nope, no Y. Just take out the Y and you got it.
Okay, I was going to say, that's kind of unique there. And then the last name's Braggs, right? Just like the business name?
Nope.
It's not. See, I need to stop assuming. What's your last name, Braden?
S like in Sam, I-R-O-T-I-A-K.
S-I-R-O-T-I-A-K?
Yep.
Okay. I was going to try to say it, but I feel like I'm going to butch it, so I'm just not even going to go there. What's your business email address where I could send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
So it's Braggs Carpentry, so LLC, at gmail.com.
Came back as valid. Perfect. And the 710 Selby Avenue, Unit 301, still an accurate business street address for you?
It's not, no.
Okay. What's the business street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
8465 110th Street. South, that's Cottage Grove, Minnesota.
55016?
Yep.
Okay, I found it. And you have the option to either have the address displayed or hidden?
Displayed is fine.
Okay. All right, and how would you like your hours of operation displayed?
Eight to five, I guess.
Okay. And is that going to be Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
No, Monday through Friday.
Okay, Saturday, Sunday, close. Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
Yeah. I don't have the card thing officially set up at the moment. Someone really needs it, I will. So.
Okay. If that changes, I texted you over my phone number. So whenever you have like a Square reader or you want to set up a PayPal maybe on the website that we built for you, just call in and then we can get that information and set it up.
Okay.
Okay. Let me update. Update. Okay. And then... I don't know, do you have a logo developed yet or photos maybe of work you've done in the past? I mean, I did see some photos actually online.
Yeah, I have a bunch I still have to post. But.
Okay. Yeah, I want to build a portfolio for you so that way, you know, they can click on it and see the quality, and that makes it a lot easier. It'll basically sell them for you so that way when they call in, they got a job and they're ready to go rather than just all this extra. Can you do this? Can you do that?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I sent over an email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. If you get some time this weekend, just feel free to send those in whenever you're ready. You could text them or email them, whatever works best for you. But, you know, we want to make sure that they're as good quality photos as you can pull from your portfolio there.
Sure.
All right. So I got the business profile created here. We do need to set up a client interview. I know you said you're not feeling well, so I don't want to keep taking up time throughout the day. But we could knock out a client interview between 3 and 4 if you're able to today, or I can schedule it for Monday.
Monday would be better.
Okay. All right. I understand you're not feeling well. What do you think is a good time Monday, like 9 a.m.?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. It's not too early for you?
Nope.
Okay. I'm up with the sunshine, but I gotta stop expecting everybody to be the same because my reps hate me for that. All right, I'll send them a text at 5 a.m. forgetting it's 5 a.m. All right, and then we're gonna send you a message 1 hour before the appointment, so at 8 o'clock, just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule. Just to brief you on that, it's a very simple client interview, okay? They're not going to ask you to hop on the computer or anything like that. It's mostly general knowledge information about your company. It's a series of about 25 questions. I don't think that you will need – hold on, let me see here. Yeah, we won't need a phone verifier since the address is accurate. Yeah, so, I mean, usually it takes about 30 minutes. You won't need that whole hour window to get it completed, but just in case the call goes over, I'm going to put it within that 9 to 10 window.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. All right, confirm. All right, so I have everything set up here, and client interview confirmed for Monday morning at 9 a.m. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199 for the Platinum package, how did you want to do that?
Business visa.
Okay. Is it under your name or the business name? Or both?
Both.
Okay. So let me make sure I add this. Brad's Carpentry LLC. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
All right. So Cottage Grove. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4739.
4739.
Yep.
3612. Okay, the expiration date, month, and year?
08-22.
08 of 22. And then there's... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
562 for the last.
562, okay. Sorry about that. I feel like there's a delay in the line. I'm cutting you off here. All right, and then before I can authorize the transaction and let you get back to your work day, I do need to walk you through a brief voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you, and I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or don't agree to, just feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction with Bragg's Carpentry LLC today, okay?
Sure.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Braden. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Bragg's Carpentry, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Braden Sirotak, I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Bragg's Carpentry LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Braden, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
You're going to have to repeat that one. I'm sorry.
Let me just put it in layman's terms. That's the one that people always seem to get kind of confused on. So, like, we know what you're already using online. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything online, let us know about it. You shouldn't need anything else, but the reason that we do that is I don't want you to duplicate anything that we've created for you. I don't want you paying for something that you already have or somebody touching the website and messing it up after we just put hours and hours of work into it and we not knowing you know, who that person was or what's happening, right? So,
yeah. Okay.
So that's basically what we're asking. Just give us a heads up. We know what you're already using. It's just saying after today if you add something.
Okay, sure.
Okay. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 1st of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, that's still going to be for our Platinum package. So I've included the .com for you at no additional charge. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming and locked in this discount indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to set up to automatically renew each month on the first day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $199 as long as you're with us. It states you can discontinue or cancel at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we ask that you contact client support before the next billing is due. But either way, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So it is a month-to-month agreement. I do ask that you give it 2 months before you hard evaluate it. Hold on, let me see here. I got I don't know if it's a decline from your end. It says exceeds approval amount limit.
Oh, yeah. That's because I forgot I just made a huge purchase.
Oh,
can you do a debit card over the phone?
Yeah, I could do a debit card over the phone. This one was a Visa, so is this a different one?
It's my business debit.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update. All right.
I'm going to hope that one on file.
Yeah,
they make it hard, though. It hard to expand your...
We're going to send you...
Line of credit.
Oh, I hear you. I have Schools First Credit Union, thank God. My brother works there, so they help me out really nicely and help me get into my house. But that's neither here nor there. I know you were saying you wanted to have future payments on this card. We could start you out on this separate payment for now, and then before the 1st of May, you know, just feel free to call in any time, and I could switch those out for you. Okay, we could always switch it back.
Sure.
Okay. But for the new payment method, I'm ready whenever you are.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
It'd probably be better to just use another credit card, wouldn't it, rather than leave my debit card out there? Or doesn't it matter?
It doesn't matter. I mean, we use a VeriSign secure database, so all your information is encrypted. Once I input it, it exits it all out. So I couldn't even get the previous card information to you right now if I wanted to. Basically just says
okay.
It's a Visa. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we can use this one.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. 4739.
4739.
7670.
7670.
0018.
0018.
3982.
3982. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
07-22.
7/22. And then 3-digit code on the back.
518.
518. Okay. And then we do invoice your receipts and send them to you via email. So you'll still be able to write this off as a business expense. It says Google Advertising right on it. So if that's a concern there as far as developing credit or having it as a write-off or tax, you'll still have that documentation in those invoices.
Sure. Thank you.
Of course. All right. So that payment did clear. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the local Splash team. I'm looking forward to building a long-term business relationship, and like I said before, I know this is something that you're going to really appreciate compared to what you're using now. I'm sure you're getting overcharged. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll be here to walk you through it. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in. We don't expect you to be a marketing guru. You know, that's why you're hiring us, so that we could get in there and handle the online aspect of things for the business. Couple things I just want you to keep in mind, just to make sure we hit the ground running. Client interview has been scheduled for you on Monday, 9 a.m. I actually will send a text out to you at 8 a.m. just to confirm it's still a good time for you. And then a PIN verification letter is being sent out today. PIN verification letters on average take about 3 to 5 days to receive. So you should get that about this time next week, at the latest. There is a 5-digit number on the back of that postcard. You can't miss the postcard. It says Google on it. It'll also say Bragg's Carpentry LLC on there. It'll say this is your PIN verification number. I need that 5-digit number. So I'll be contacting you around that time as well. So we're going to have 2 calls next week. After that, the client interview, we'll get all the customization down, get your website built. Once we get the PIN, you know, that's basically the end of it. We'll be able to go live and start making some money and getting some leads your way.
Okay.
All right. Good. All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your day. I hope you feel better. Hopefully it's not a serious bug. Hope I'll check on you on Monday, see how you're feeling. But enjoy your weekend, and then we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right, Brandon. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.